Hold the Mic is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard.
You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios Speak Boise and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios,
speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the Mic.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hold the Mic for another episode. This is Jenna, and I'm actually going to be doing a solo episode today. Lexi's out of town, so a few weeks ago, Lexi did a solo episode while I was out of town, and so here we are. I have a very special guest with me today, so I'm excited to just jump right into the episode. Before we start, we're going to get started with the segments, starting with Who's on My Radar and Game of the Week. I'm kind of going to be combining these segments this episode just because I am so excited for the Olympics to be starting. I've been watching all of the trials, the U.S. trials on TikTok, like they keep coming up on my For You page. So the Olympics start on July 23rd, and I am so pumped to be watching them. I recently actually discovered how interesting and fun synchronized swimming is. I watched the U.S. Olympic trials of synchronized swimming, and the freaking like performance that they put on was so impressive and so incredible. And then obviously Simone Biles, duh, she's amazing. She's awesome. Also, I wanted a shout out for pretty much who's on my radar for the most part is Skye Brown. So she is going to become Britain's youngest summer Olympian as she competes in Tokyo at 13 years old in skateboarding. And that is very impressive because when I was 13, I was a freshman in high school. So I definitely was not going to the Olympics at that point. And to start off our episode, my question or my fact of the week is I have discovered that since I have moved to Idaho to go to school at Boise State, people go to rodeos in their free time for fun. And that is my fact, because that just jumps us right into this episode that I have our special guest Tyler Eguren on with us this week to discuss rodeo as he competes here local to Idaho. So Tyler, welcome to Hold the Mic.
How's it going?
Great. Thank you for coming on, first of all. I'm excited. I want to preface that I, like I kind of mentioned, am very unfamiliar with rodeo, so I wanted to get you on to kind of discuss that, ask you some questions, learn more about the sport. When did you first start? Like, how did that become?
So I grew up in a place called Jordan Valley, Oregon. If you're like driving to California, you've driven through it. It's a little tiny town. But anyways, I grew up on a ranch there. So I grew up around horses my whole life, like being around it. And then like a natural, cause it's kind of like when you're not ranching, you need something to do. So like a lot of the ranch guys rope. So I kind of just grew up doing that, and like you use it while you're ranching, like you rope into like brand and do different stuff, which is like part of the cattle care, I guess you could call it. So like to take care of the cows, we have to rope them and stuff, to give them like medicine. So we use it there, but we also use it as a competition, and that's kind of where rodeo came from. Like it originated from like ranchers, just competing against each other. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I grew up doing it, and then, like, as I got older and, like, bigger and more athletic, it, like, I was pretty good at it. So I kept doing it, and I've just done it my whole life. That's kind of where I started, I guess. When I was born, the first thing my dad put in my hand was a rope. So, like, most kids get, like, a maraca or a freaking toy or something, and I got a rope. So I've been doing it my whole life, but, yeah. that's kind of how long I've been doing it.
I love that. Shout out Papa Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
So you kind of mentioned Jordan Valley, and I would love for you to talk about your life in Jordan Valley to start off our episode. Okay. Like, please explain your education.
So I grew up at, like, Jordan Valley. So actually, Jordan Valley, when you drive through Jordan Valley, you go about 30 minutes past Jordan Valley to a tiny, like, Jordan Valley's small, but a tiny town called A-Rock.
Okay.
And that's where I'm from, actually. But there's no high school. Like, we have a middle, where I grew up, you drive into A-Rock, and there's literally a school on the left. There's a couple houses. Like, when I say a couple, I mean, like, 15, 10, maybe less. And then there's a post office at the end of the road, and that's
thank A-Rock. God.
Yeah. So that's actually where I grew up, and it's just a ranch town. Like, there's like 20 or 30 ranches kind of around there in within, like, a 200-mile radius, and that's, like what makes up A-Rock. And that's where I grew up. Jordan Valley is about 30 minutes away. Like I said, it's got a high school, and there's, like, a convenience store and, like, a couple little things. Nothing too crazy, though. There's, like, a cafe, and that's about it. Like, it's not very big either, but it's bigger. So that's, like, so what we would do, we grew up, we had, like, elementary school and middle school. So when I was a kindergartner, because we had K through 8th all in our middle school in A-Rock.
Okay.
And we had 8 kids from kindergarten to 8th grade.
Total. 8?
Total.
8. Not just, like, in your class?
No, 8 total. I had one other kid in my class.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, oh, so, like,
what the heck? So that means you really know everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so you're going to school with, like, 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. 8th graders and 5-year-olds all go to the same school, and there was 8 of us total in between. And then, like, you went to middle school in A-Rock because we had a little school there. And then once you got through 8th grade, you graduated from 8th grade, you went to Jordan Valley. So it was, like, a 30-minute drive every day to Jordan Valley where you'd go to high school. And that's kind of how the whole thing worked.
That is crazy. Yeah. I know you've said before, how many acres were in that ranch that you lived on?
Our ranch?
Yes.
We have, like, so there's deeded and non-deeded. So most ranches come with, like, you rent the property from the state, like, okay, state-owned land.
Yeah.
And so, like, deeded acres, which is what we actually own, like, what's ours. We have, like, between my dad and my dad's two brothers and my grandpa, we probably have somewhere around 300,000 deeded acres.
Wow.
A couple hundred thousand more. They're called, it's BLM ground, but yeah. So rented
acres.
That
is insane.
We'll call it.
Yeah. That is crazy. Who lives on that ranch? Or when you lived there, who lived there with you?
So when I lived there, it was me and my dad, like, me and my family. So me and my two brothers and my parents lived in a house.
Okay.
And then, like, 50 yards away, my uncle lived with his family right there on the ranch. And then, like, 100 yards away, right past my uncle's house, is my grandpa's house. So,
oh my God,
we all lived there. And then my other uncle lived, because we have two base ranches. And so there's another one that's, like, 25, 30 minutes past A-Rock.
Okay.
Towards California. And then my other uncle lived there and kind of took care of everything out there.
Wow.
So
you really had no choice but to get into ranch life.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now you guys live in Fruitland, Idaho,
yeah,
and live on your own ranch.
Yeah.
Smaller than 300,000 acres. Do you want to really explain that really
quick?
Yeah.
So when I was in seventh grade, and my brother was a sophomore in high school, my parents wanted to bring us into, like, a little more populated area, get a better education. Yeah. Like, and I was, like, I personally was kind of huge. I actually play football, Boise State. So
we forgot to mention that.
Yeah. So I wanted to come in for sports and stuff to get a better chance to be able to play college ball and stuff. So my parents brought us in to be able to get a better education and play football and stuff. So we moved to actually Homedale for a year, which is just 30 minutes away from Fruitland. And then we moved over to Fruitland, Idaho, right there on the border of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And there we built, like, because when we didn't live on the ranch anymore, so we weren't like ranching all the time. So we built ourselves like a rodeo arena right there behind our house. And we have like 25, 30 horses. My dad like has really focused, because it was before it was like trained horses, but he was mostly focused on like the ranch and the cows and stuff. But since we've moved down here, he's had more time with the horses and stuff. So he's gotten really into like training horses. That's kind of what he does for a living outside of the other stuff he does. But so we've been roping, and we have like that arena right behind our house, and we have like 30 horses, and we just rope all day long. Like, that's what we do.
It is so fun to watch. My boyfriend and I go out there often, and it's so cool because it's like another world, you know, because it's something that I have never seen before I came to like your guys's house and your ranch and watched you guys rope. And it is so fun and impressive. All the horses and like all of the cows lining up to get out and stuff. I'd also like to mention that they're hopefully getting a horse named Jenna. Anyways, so in terms of rodeo, so explain the different like events in terms of a rodeo.
Okay. So rodeo, basically it's like, how do you explain it? It's like a track meet, I guess you could compare it to.
Yes.
And so there's like different events. Like, you have the 100, the 400, the mile. So there's different events, and then the whole thing's like a rodeo.
Okay.
But each event is different. So like, there's like, you see a lot, which I don't do these, but there's a lot of they call them rough stock events. They're like the ones where you see them like riding bulls and riding horses and all that.
Okay.
Those are called rough stock events. So there's bull riding.
Is that when the guys like get off the bulls and tie up the cow?
No, so bull riding is when they just get on and try and hold on for 8 seconds.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And they come out, the big bulls.
Yeah. And the bull like rocks them around and
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
So there's that. And then there's like it's called the saddle bronc. Okay. And that's like when they get on a horse and they try and hold on for 8 seconds. Same idea, except for they're on a horse instead of a bull. And they come out of like the big chute.
Okay.
And they're like,
Interesting.
So that's called there's actually bareback and saddle bronc, which is essentially the same thing, just for that's very specific, but you don't need to worry about that.
Thank you.
and so those are the rough stock events. And then you go into like they call them timed events. So that's like that's what I do. Okay. There's team roping. And that's where there's two guys and one guy ropes the head and then the other guy ropes the feet. And then so all these are timed. So they start the time as soon as the cow leaves the chute, and then as soon as they come tight on like the two back feet, then they stop the time.
Okay.
And so the fastest time wins. That's basically how it works.
Got it.
And then there's calf roping, and that's the one where they rope the little like baby calf, and then they run down and like flip it on its side and tie its legs together.
That was what was on TV the other day?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And then there's bulldogging. Or steer wrestling.
Okay.
And that's where the guy like doesn't have a rope or anything, but he just runs up and like gets off his horse and then like twists the bull's neck and he falls down.
With his hands?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
With his arms.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the three timed events. And then there's also breakaway, and that's what girls do. So it's like, it's like calf roping. Like, you run up behind the calf and rope him around the neck.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rope just breaks off the horse and then they stop the time.
Got it.
Where in calf roping, it's tied onto the horse. So it turns them around and then you get off and run down there. But in breakaway, it just breaks off and they stop the time for girls to do.
Okay.
And then there's barrel race. That's the last event that is in a rodeo. And that's where you like run around the can, like the barrels, they call them. They're like three cans out in the arena. Mm-hmm. They run around them. And it just starts when you leave and stops when you get back.
Got it.
So
those ones are all based off of time. That's how you win.
Yep.
Those first two that you talked about, what are those called again?
They're called rough stock events.
Okay. Yeah. How do you determine a winner for those?
So they're scored by a judge, and there's like techniques. So like how you're supposed to ride a horse, like where your legs are at, like your placement of your legs, how well you stay in the middle of the horse, like while he's bucking and all that.
Okay.
And then they score you and they score the horse. So you can each score 50 points.
Okay.
So the best ride, like a perfect ride, is 100 points. And so you can get like the higher you score, your like you individually, how you rode, where your placement was and like your technique and everything. And then they combine that with how well the horse bucked and like how well he moved. So like, it's
that's
like
so interesting
because they do luck of the draw basically. So like you draw a horse.
Oh, so you don't come with your own horse?
No, oh my gosh,
what if the horse has an off day?
Well, yeah.
That
so that's like part of the event. Like you get there and there's, they call them stock contractors. They're the guy that own, the guys that like raise the horses and breed them to be bucking horses. Uh-huh. And so like, that's like part of the rodeo is like, you got to just do the best with what you got. Like you draw a horse and if he's good and you ride him good, then you're going to score high. But if you draw a bad horse and ride him good, you probably score okay, but you're not going to be able to beat a guy that draws a better horse that rides him just as good.
Wow.
So that's kind of how that works.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's so much luck right there. Oh, you're just like crossing your fingers, hoping for the best.
They try to make them as, I mean, that's kind of the stock contractor's deal is like they get paid to make the horses as even as they possibly can. So
okay.
Everybody kind of gets the same shot, you know?
Yeah, totally. That makes sense.
I mean, you obviously you have better horses than others. So that's just how it is.
So you said that the event you participate in is team roping.
I do team roping, calf roping, and bulldogging.
Okay.
Three timed events.
Who do you team rope with?
It depends on where I'm at, like, and what I'm doing. But like I rope with, like right now, I'm currently roping with my dad.
So cute.
Yeah.
It's so cute. So what do you mean? You just said you were like, it depends on where I'm at.
So like, I mean, you can, so how it works, I mean, you can enter with whoever you want.
Okay.
So every rodeo is different. You don't have to stay with the same partner. Like generally you do, like if two guys say they're going to rope together, they'll probably rope for at least one rodeo season together.
How long is the season?
It starts at the beginning of summer, like May-ish,
okay.
And ends like the national finals rodeo is in December.
Okay.
So that's basically a span of a rodeo season. But generally speaking, like unless something happens or like a guy can't rope anymore or a guy like isn't like performing, generally two guys are going to stay together a whole rodeo season. But that doesn't always like for example, I know a guy in like that's professional rodeoing right now. And he just had a baby last week.
Okay.
And so like he this week for like the next 2 weeks, he didn't want to rodeo.
Yeah.
So his partner went and got another guy to rope with so he could continue to rodeo. But as soon as he's like in 2 weeks, he's going to start roping with his other partner. So you can just kind of enter with whoever you want. But like generally two guys will stay together for a full season.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's nice. So if you like don't like your partner, you can just like totally leave him.
Yeah, you can cut him. But like
nice. Is it prize fund kind of thing? Like the way you win, what do you usually win? Money?
Money. Yeah. So
amount?
Like, yeah. So you basically like in the pro, and I'm kind of basing everything off the pro rodeo circuit, which is like the NFL.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's all based. So you have 80 rodeos that you can count towards going to the finals, like the national finals in Vegas.
Oh.
And so you count the money out of those, so your best 80 rodeos, basically the one where the 80 rodeos where you won the most, count towards your finals. And so it's all based off money. So like whoever wins the most money.
Oh, interesting. Finals. So they keep track of your money, basically
total.
Of how much you've won throughout and then
the
that will
rodeo season. Yeah.
How many people get to go to that final like competition?
Top 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you going to go?
In every event. Maybe. I'm done.
Really? You're doing good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not. So I'm not actually pro rodeoing right now. But
oh, what are you doing?
It's called. How do I explain this? It's called team rope. Like team roping, but it's just team roping. So it's like a rodeo where they only team rope. So it's a little different.
Got it. So there's only one event at this rodeo.
So like what I'm talking about is the Pro Rodeo Association, the PRCA.
Okay.
And this association is called the World Series of Team Roping. So it's a totally different deal.
Okay.
With just team roping. And I'm just doing that just because of football and stuff. I don't have time to pro rodeo.
Yeah.
Have
you ever?
I have a little bit.
Do you think after football, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So like when we were watching the TV the other day, you can be on the TV.
I'll be on the TV. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Yeah.
What? Okay. So for your horse and like your dad's horse, you guys get to bring whichever horses you want, correct?
Yeah, so you provide, yeah, you bring your horse in all the timed events.
Okay.
Everybody brings, only in the rough stock does, are those animals provided.
The luck
bulls
ones.
And, yeah, the bulls and the horses are provided for the riding events, but everything else, like the roping and all that, is all, you bring your own horse. Yeah.
Who do you bring?
My heel horse for, I have a different horse for every event.
Cause, oh, okay.
Yes. So you like kind of train a horse to do each event, mm-hmm. like they, cause they can't really like, you need different body types and different styles of horses for every event. Cause it's a little different. I ride in the team roping. I ride, my horse is named Quincy.
Quincy.
So I ride Quincy in the team roping, but like my bulldog and horse is named, his name's Eagle Eye. And he's a
Eagle Eye. That's the white one, right?
Yeah, the big white.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. Eagle Eye's cool.
Yeah. So each horse kind of has its own, like, what you do on them, like a head horse, heel horse, calf horse, bulldog and horse. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So they're all like built different. They're all used. It's almost like positions in football.
Exactly. You don't like, you ain't gonna use an O lineman to run receiver routes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That totally makes sense. Yeah, interesting. Exactly. So then, who do you use? Because you do three events, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Which three do you, you use
calf,
Quincy, Eagle Eye,
and in the calf roping, I ride a horse named Sprint.
Sprint?
You know Sprint.
Do I know Sprint?
Yeah, the big, the sorrel one. I don't know how to color, what color you think he is. Brown.
Probably brown.
Yeah. I think we were riding him the other day when we were riding.
LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron and Sprint, I think, is the two we were riding. Who were we riding the other day? I can't remember. But yeah, he's just one of the horses there at the house. So
you, when you guys go, so you travel, correct?
Yeah.
To all of these rodeos. Mm-hmm. How often are they in town here, local to like Boise or Fruitland?
There's always like pretty much every weekend, there's a rodeo within like 2 hours of here.
Okay.
But like the association that I'm in, the rodeos are kind of spread out more. So I've been going because they pay a little better, and the further you travel, like to these, if you go to these ones, because there's the Idaho Cowboys Association, and they have their own rodeos, and those are all obviously in Idaho.
Got it.
So you could do that association, and you can do multiple associations if you want to. But like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So like I've entered a couple of the ICA rodeos, but I like the World Series team roping because of the way they pay. Like the entry fees, like, so you pay an entry fee to get into a rodeo.
Okay.
Their entry fees are expensive. Like they're a little more to get in.
Mm-hmm. But that's more money that you get at the end.
So if you
win. Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you win, then you win more money. So that's why I like to go to those rather than pay less and win less. So
where's your next rodeo?
I'm going to Cheyenne, Wyoming.
When do you go?
I go not this weekend, next weekend.
Wow. Are you so pumped?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question. The other day you were team roping with your cousin Emily.
Uh-huh.
What rodeos does she go to?
She does the ICA, the Idaho Cowboys Association.
Okay. So she's usually more so around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like last weekend she was like 20 minutes away from Fruitland. She was in a rodeo.
Okay.
And then there was one that's like an hour kind of towards Twin Falls.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a rodeo there too last weekend. So she stays around here a little more.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. So to set like the scene kind of, you guys have your arena and you guys practice basically in your backyard.
Yep.
So like the other day your cousin called and was like, hey, are you guys roping? Yeah, uh-huh. Come over. And they go and like practice in their backyard basically.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like backyard football except for your rodeo. And
right. Just with horses and cows. I love it. Okay. So what's your favorite event? Like you have three events that you compete in, but which one's your favorite one?
I mean, my favorite one, probably just because I'm the best at, like, I don't know. I always loved team roping like growing up is what I loved. Mm-hmm. But like then, like now I play tight end at Boise State. I'm big, kind of a big guy, you know?
Yeah.
And I kick everybody's ass at bulldogging. So I really enjoy it just because I'm really good at it. But because I'm big and it just comes easy to me. But like, I think bulldogging is probably the easiest event, which is what I don't like about it. Like I kind of just beat everybody, but just was better than everybody.
No challenge.
Yeah.
Got it.
So like to me, I really like the team roping because it's like there's so much going on and it's like hard to figure out. And it took me a long time to get like good at it. And mm-hmm. so I like it better just because of like the work that you had to kind of put in to get there, you know?
Yeah.
So
interesting.
I would say team roping. I'm the best at bulldogging, but I would say team roping
is
or,
your favorite.
Or calf roping. It depends on the day, but probably team roping is my favorite event.
So right now your partner is your dad.
Yep.
Have you had other partners in the past?
Yep. I've roped like in high school because they have a high school rodeo association.
Okay.
And like in that I roped with my little brother and I roped with a girl named Candida Eldridge. But yeah, so I roped with two people in that before Cole got in high school, my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
I roped with this girl. And then as soon as he got in, then I roped with him.
For interesting. So it doesn't have to be like two guys or two girls or anything.
No.
Oh, interesting.
It can be whoever.
Okay. When you do team roping, there's one that ropes the head and there's one that gets the legs. Mm-hmm. Which one are you better at? Or how do you guys determine like who does what?
I mean, generally, like whatever you like to do is kind of what you grew up practicing. Like I can do both.
Yeah.
But like my, like for example, if I want to rope with Cole, my little brother, mm-hmm. He's never really healed. He's never roped the feet.
Got it.
So he's not like near as good at it as I am. And that's kind of what I've always done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm better at healing. Not that I can't do both, but I generally heal.
Yeah.
I rope the feet. Yeah.
So there were a few years ago, you went on your mission. Mm-hmm. Did you rope at all during those years? It was 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you rope at all?
No, I didn't. They don't have like rodeo over there. I had a rope with me, so I would like rope stuff and like I'd show people how to do like, cause I can do like rope tricks. And
you brought
stuff.
Your rope with you?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So I had it with me and like all the people I was around and like people I met over there, I would show cause they'd never seen anything like it. So
interesting.
Yeah, I'd do whatever and screw around with uh-huh. my rope, but I never like team roped or anything.
When you came back, were you rusty then or like what? How'd that work?
No, like, I mean, I would
go riding a bike.
Yeah. It's like when you've done it, it's when you've done something that much, it comes back quick. Like I was entered in rodeos 2 weeks after I got home. So
interesting.
Yeah.
And then, so currently so your younger brother Cole's on a mission right now.
Yeah.
But does Cade, your older brother, ever do rodeo?
So he did in high school. And then like after he got out of high school, he kind of like, he got into real estate and mm-hmm. like working and stuff. And he hasn't really, I mean, he, every once in a while he'll come over and rope like a few, but like he doesn't, no, not really. And not like the rest of us.
Yeah. Is Cole serious with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cole's going to actually college rodeo.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you do that at?
Where
are some good schools to do that at?
I mean, Texas, all the Texas schools have really good rodeo teams.
Okay.
And he was going to do that, but then my uncle's a professional calf roper and that's like what Cole loves, calf roping.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to go to Weber State cause my uncle lives in Ogden, Utah and Weber State's in Ogden.
Yeah.
So he's going to Weber State, to rope. And so he can practice with cause my uncle's been to the national finals.
Like, no way.
Three times.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he wants to go over there and just be able to rope with him all the time, kind of sharpen him up and like learn from him and stuff. So
that's so awesome.
Yeah.
What's your dad's background like in terms of rodeo and roping?
So my dad, like he won the college finals in the team roping. He got second in the bulldogging. Like he was really successful in college rodeo. So he met my mom and everything in college rodeo. They rodeoed together.
Oh,
my mom actually got second in the breakaway, in the college finals and like third or fourth or something in the goat tying.
She's so cool.
Yeah. So, they met anyways in college and dad, the first year dad tried, he got like 17th. So they take, like I said, they take the top 15 to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So dad went like and rodeoed hard for 1 year and he got 17th. So he was just two places out. Mm-hmm. And then, and he was already married at this point to my mom. And then my mom got pregnant with my older brother. And so then he just decided he didn't want to rodeo anymore. So he never tried. Like he pro rodeoed and like would go to like some rodeos just for fun, but he never like, cause you really got to, I mean, when you're rodeoing, you travel, like you go to Texas, you go to California, you go to Canada, like you're all over, you're like hardly ever home all summer. And dad didn't want to do that with like a kid coming, you know, so he decided not to rodeo ever again. Just because he didn't want to be gone all the time. So he never went to the finals, but, he easily could have, he was definitely good enough. So
interesting. Travel wise, you have to drive everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. 'Cause you have to bring your horse with you.
Yeah. I mean, like every once in a while, if you're lucky, you can have somebody, like if you have a situation where you have a rodeo, like in California mm-hmm. and there's another one in Montana or something, mm-hmm. you can have, if you have a driver or something, you can have them drive your horse.
Whoa.
So you can fly from California to Montana, or if you borrow a buddy's horse or something, you can fly. But generally speaking, yeah, you have to drive everywhere because you have to take your horse with you.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, what does a typical day in your life look like right now in terms of it being rodeo season, but also football?
So this morning, I'll just tell you what I did this morning. So I woke up because it gets really hot in the day.
Yeah, it's been really hot here in Boise right now.
Yeah, so super hot. So it's really hard on like the horses and the cows, like everything that we use to rodeo mm-hmm. to be in that kind of heat.
Yeah.
And like, plus who the hell wants to be outside when it's that hot? So
is that why you guys are putting those shades up the other day?
Yeah.
So that'll go over the cows?
Yeah, so they have some shade during the heat. But
what will happen if they get too hot? Is it like a human just won't perform?
It's just, it's kind of like they just lose weight and they don't do as well. Oh, so just, they get fatter and they stay healthier if you have a little shade.
Okay. That makes sense.
But yeah, so like we're trying to avoid the heat. So I get up like, this morning I woke up at 4:30 and it's still dark obviously. So I saddled, like I put the saddles on all the horses and everything. And then it gets light about 5:15. So I just we have lights out on our arena. So I turned them on and saddled everything. And then, as soon as it got light, I got like the steers and everything ready and I brought them up, and then like me and dad got on and we roped. And so I had football at 8. So I roped for a couple hours and I left my house my house in Fruitland at, 6:50. And then I drove straight over to football and I went to meetings for a couple hours. And then like during the day is kind of when we sleep. So I'll probably go home, take a nap or whatever. And then right before dark, it gets cool again. So we'll rope again probably tonight at around 8:30. And then I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up tomorrow morning and do the same thing.
Have you been sleeping in Fruitland every night?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I sleep in Fruitland and then I drive over and go to football and then go back.
Interesting.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was like every day that you're in Fruitland.
Yep, every day.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Been kind of busy. But it's all right though.
Yeah.
Get a little tired though, like waking up that early and then going and like doing a full college football workout, and then you get a little exhausted, so you sleep a couple hours during the day. But
and then are you still working right now?
That's what that's what I do for work. I ride horses for people. So like I'm riding right now. I ride 2 horses for my aunt, and then she pays me to train them to like be a rodeo horse.
How do you train horses?
Just do it on them. I mean, it's like a little kid trying to play football or catch the football. Like they're not very good at it, but you just kind of slowly, like you underhand the ball to them. It's like the same idea. You just slowly, like you'll swing your rope on them, and then you get really slow cows. And you rope them that are really slow so they don't have to work too hard. And then you slowly gradually work up until they're like at a competition level.
Interesting. Yeah. So actually, can you explain really quick? You just said that your work is riding your aunt's horses or whatever. Yeah. Can you explain that?
Yes. Like, she just pays me monthly I have one horse that she wants to break away on for her. She has 3 daughters. So I break away on one of them. Okay. And then the other one is a head horse to rope the head on, you know, in the team roping. Mm-hmm. So I just ride them and I'm just helping the horses get a little better so they're solid and ready for her daughters to get on so they don't like do anything or like they're just good for them. So,
yeah.
You know, like trained.
Is that how your guys' ranch, how like are those other people's horses that you ride?
No, just like we don't like generally. We don't take very many outside horses like some people do, but we don't. We only, those are the only 2 we have. And I mean, it's partially because she's my aunt and partially just because I want to make money. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why we have those two. But generally speaking, like we will buy, like I just bought a horse actually from North Dakota.
Oh.
So we'll buy a young horse. Like I bought a 3-year-old, which is young in horse years or whatever age. Yeah. So I bought her and like what we'll do is we'll ride them until they're good and then we'll sell them and make a profit.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you have to go out to, where'd you say? South Dakota?
North Dakota? North Dakota.
Do you have to go out there and get it?
No, I know a lady that she hauls horses for a living. So she picked them up for me.
That's cool. Do you already have them?
She's getting here tomorrow.
What are you going to name her?
Duchess.
Thought it was going to be Jenna.
You want every horse to be named
at
Jenna.
Least one of them.
I thought we were going to name our own one Jenna.
I do. I really like that one. She is so cute. Yeah. She is 3 different colors. Imagine it, everyone. So she has a brown head, like a caramel brown. And then her body is like tannish light brown. Yeah. But her feet and her tail are like dark brown. She is so cute. And I kept calling her Jenna the other day and she would come up to me.
It's true.
So she knew my name or her name. Yeah. Well, our name.
It was meant to be.
Totally. I totally agree. So for someone who has no experience in rodeo, but wants to get into it, what would you tell them?
I mean, like to start, I mean, there's so many different parts to it that you got to know how to do. Like the roping itself is so hard to figure
out. It's so hard. Yeah. Like that one day when you guys had those, like, what did you even have out? Like
a little,
it was like fake
dummy.
Yes.
Yeah, is what we call it.
I'm not very good at it.
Yeah. It's not easy. I mean, like I grew up doing it. Like we make it look easy cause we've done it our entire lives.
Totally.
You know, but. Like the hardest part, like you have to do that and then you have to learn how to ride a horse, like good though, like not just be able to get on him, you know, you like
not run go down in circles really slow.
Yeah. Not, you have to be able to run freaking 25, 30 miles an hour down the arena and not hold on with any hands and like control your horse and rope all at the same, like there's a lot of moving parts. So like I would say somebody that wants to learn how to do it, you just got to start somewhere. So like start roping every day. Even if you don't know what the hell you're doing, just like try and get a feel for it. Watch a YouTube video, like try and get somebody that knows what they're doing and like just start somewhere. Riding horses, if you can, that's a little harder to do, but try and start riding horses as much as you can. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just you have to start because it's a long process to figure out.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, you totally said it. Like, you guys make it look so easy, you know? Yeah. That's why when you put the rope in my hand a little bit ago, like, I started doing it, I was like, this isn't going to be hard, right? Yeah. And I could barely get it above my head in a circle.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, even your cousins are really good. Yeah. Like, your cousin here you're roping with the other day, they've been doing it the same amount of time, like, their whole lives?
Yeah, like, they're good, but they grew up down here.
Okay.
But they've been around it their whole lives. Right. So, like, they maybe didn't grow up on a ranch or whatever, but they've still been around it and they've been doing it their whole lives. So, yeah, they're kind of in the same situation.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so wild. I love it. I want to be a roping girl. It's so fun. Do you think eventually, like, when you have kids of your own, you'll end up having them rope and everything?
I'm not going to force them, but like, I would imagine them being around it because I'm going to do it like the rest of my life. So I would imagine them being around it. They're going to want to. I mean, I don't know, but like my uncle right now has one kid that doesn't want to do it, which is fine. I mean, he's not worried about it, but the other two do. He's got 3 kids. So I'd imagine it'll be the same for me. I mean, I would imagine they will probably want to, but I mean, I ain't going to force them to, but it's pretty cool. They'll at least learn how to rope just in case they do decide they want to one day. Mm-hmm. Cause it's not something you can, like, you can start when you're older, but it's not easy. Like lots of guys try to start and they never really get good at it. Like a guy that's been doing it his whole life. So like, yeah, my kids will do it at least until they're high schoolers or so. And then they can pick from there. But
interesting.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that mindset. In terms of competition, on TV the other day when we were watching the rodeo, there was all different ranges of age, like that old guy and then all of like the young guys.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of like, is there an age range that you have to enter in, I guess?
Anybody can enter. It's an open, They're called open rodeos. I mean, anybody of any age, if you feel like you can compete at whatever event you want to enter, you can enter. Girl, boy. I mean, general, like, they make, like, so anybody can enter all of the events except for barrel racing and breakaway.
Okay.
And those are strictly girl events.
Okay.
Like, just to protect the event. It's like you guy going to play girls basketball. You can't do that. So, yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really feel like I am leaving so much more knowledgeable and I'm excited to finally go to a rodeo and actually understand what's happening. Cause everyone, like I said, in Idaho goes to rodeo on the weekend and they're just having a great time, but I want to go, but I guess I just didn't really understand it.
Yeah.
So I hope for all of the listeners of Hold the Mic, if they don't know about rodeos or aren't knowledgeable about it, now they know. So I'm very appreciative for you coming on. And thank you, everyone, so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can see all of our other episodes that come out. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on Hold the Mic.
Be sure to follow our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts at Hold the Mic Podcast.